By the way, the gentleman that built the house is no longer a contractor. But I do have his name and address. You want me to provide that for you?
Sure.
I mean, I can call the office tomorrow and give it to you.
That'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you very much. Again, I admire your patience.
Case number 11116, State of Delaware, north of Road 334, Dagsboro Road, approximately 3,000 feet west of Road 333, Thoroughgoods Road. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jeffrey S. Reed, and home address is 17129 Webbs Avenue, or Webbs Road, Ellendale, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I will not participate in this case hearing.
You have a conflict?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You can't hear it, then.
Can't hear it, right?
John?
Can't hear it.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, we have three people.
Yeah, you have three.
Okay. Can't vote on it?
Yeah. You can vote on it.
Can we?
Yeah, you only need three.
If three for a quorum.
As late as it is, I was kind of hoping so, because I figured I'm already going to have to ask for a permission slip for being out so late. You know.
Well, our attorney gets big bucks, so every once in a while I have to ask him to keep, you know.
A question.
Roger that. Okay. Basically, we're here because we want to build a new equipment shed for our equipment. The trucks over the years have gotten larger plows. The uniqueness of this property is due to the narrow lot. It's 150 foot wide, and it's a real long, narrow, skinny lot with the office and complex and all the utilities up near the front of the towards the roadway. This is down there by the Dagsboro, is what we call the Dagsboro Yard, if everybody's familiar with that. So it's pretty unique because of the narrow lot that's afforded there and the buildings that are already in place. The property, is it reasonable? The property needs to be wide enough that we can turn trucks in and out of the equipment sheds. And if we just take the old equipment shed down, which has been put there in the 60s, plus or minus, and put the new truck shed in there, we won't have enough turning radius to be able to safely turn in and turn out the equipment. We need to push the new shed back closer to the property line, the side property line. The radius of the turning movements of the equipment, we put that on a computer and made sure that, you know, we needed this extra room, and we do. The existing shed is 12 feet off the side property line, and we're looking to move the new shed 5 feet off the property line. Due to the size of the equipment growing over the years, the truck radiuses, the turning radiuses of the equipment has increased. Years ago, when the original shed was built, the highway department pretty much ran all six-wheel dump trucks out of there with smaller plows, and some of them didn't even have plows at that time. Now we run a lot of 10-wheel dump trucks out of there with plows and with salt hoppers that hang 3 or 4 feet off the rear of the trucks. So the equipment has grown considerably. So we need a little bit more turning radius in the middle of the yard there. Wasn't created by us as the state. The property is the property that was purchased way before my watch. We didn't create this problem. It's just a long, narrow lot that we're stuck with having to work around. It won't affect the neighborhood or the adjacent property. I didn't realize Mr. Hudson actually was the adjacent property owner. And we try to be good neighbors, and we just it won't affect it because it's a field on the west side. It's a church on the east side. Norfolk Southern on the backside, on the north end of the narrow property, and then, of course, it's the road out towards the front. So we don't feel that it'll adversely affect the property one way or the other. And it is the minimum amount of request that we could make is for the additional 5 foot closer from the existing, 5 foot closer to the property line for the proposed shed. So with that, that's pretty much a quick summary It's late, and I won't get into any long dissertation, as some of the people have here tonight. Short and sweet.
Okay, are there questions from members of the board or council?
I just have one one question. Do those loud parties from Mr. Hudson bother you people at all there, that your neighbor?
We try to be good neighbors, and as long as he invites us, we're willing to go over
okay,
there.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. Be great neighbors.
Thank you.
Actually, I'd never met Mr. Hudson before tonight, and so, you know, we've, as far as I know, had very good relationship with him.
Now you know.
Any other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11116. I believe the statements that the applicant has made has met the standards for granting a variance. There's uniqueness to the property, as he so stated. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the difficulty has not been created by the state. A variance will not alter essential neighborhood character of the neighborhood, and requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue.
Motion's been made and seconded by roll call vote. Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I vote aye for those reasons as well. Case is approved.
Thank you, and appreciate your community service.
Thank you.